Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And this is the last day of February. Happy Leap Year Day to you. And this is the last day I'll be praying from the nation of Israel, from the Holy Land. I hope that it's been a fun exercise for you and that you have been blessed by the little insights I've had along the way. Of course, they're not, you know, large insights, but they're just little bits of pieces of ways that I've been able to see the Bible come alive in 3D, and it's been such a faith-deepening adventure. So, it's a privilege for me to be in Jerusalem praying for you right now. So, we're going to read Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13 in the English Standard Version of the Bible, ESV, and this is what it says. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, help us to drop everything, even our livelihood, to follow you. That's such a strong picture, a word picture in the Bible of just, here is a man who is probably not loved very much, a tax collector, despised, sitting, doing his work, in the middle of his work, and you call him and he lets go of his work and he follows you. Lord, I want to be like that. I want to be more abandoned to you like that. I remember in college, there was a song that I loved a lot, and it was about it. The words were something about being abandoned to you. I am abandoned to you, and that has really been my heart cry since that time. So, Lord, we want to be abandoned to you. We want to abandon our dreams for the sake of you, for your glory, for your praise on this earth. Lord, we just thank you so much that you have called sinners, that you have called those who are sick, who need a physician. Lord, we come before you right now humbly and say thank you for loving us so much and for wooing us away from the life that we did have that was a fruitless life, that was chasing after frivolity and just our own personal fame and chasing after things that will never fulfill us. Lord, I pray for those today who are struggling with addictions to whatever substance or perhaps to eating disorders or whatever it may be that's holding them back. Lord, we know in our minds that these things will never fill us, but yet we still chase after them. We self-deceive ourselves in thinking that, oh, that thing or that other, you know, the thing that we use to numb ourselves is going to make us feel okay. But we will only find our completeness and our shalom and our wholeness in you. Forgive us for running to little streams and trickles of water when you are the living water. You are the living water who takes away the sins of this world. And so, Lord, help us to treat you with the kind of respect that's necessary in our lives, Lord. We lift up those who we know who are struggling with self-harm and cutting. And we pray, Father, we just beg you for deliverance for our friend or our family member. And that self-destruction, Lord, help us to see where we have become like that, where we have self-destructed or we have turned to harming ourselves instead of following you. Lord, help us to leave that lesser God and follow after you instead. Lord, we know that you've come to bring peace to people, and we need it so much. We know that you are the Prince of Peace. And so in this crazy world where we listen to the news and we hear about wars and conflicts all around, it can be very disconcerting and very stressful. And so we just thank you right now that you are the Prince of Peace, and help us to rest in that truth today. I pray all these things in the beautiful, powerful, wonderful, peaceful name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks for listening to Pray Every Day, and thanks for celebrating the beginning of the third year with me in this month of February. It's been such a blessing to be able to actually go to the sites and then read scripture where I had just put my feet on the ground. It has been really a great exercise for me, and I hope it's been a blessing to you as well. Thanks so much for listening, and again, I commend you for loving Jesus enough to spend this kind of time with him every day.